Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode we were talking about how we can use what's actually bothering us in a sense to set up meditation. And if we can do that, if we were successful in doing that, then at no time, at least now, with the commentary that we provided, would you have trouble meditating. It would only be when you were thinking of something new that you would have a problem in finding your peace. And this can happen. So, I mean, we have a podcast that talks about this split of, you know, certain personalities that we both possess actually inside of us, and knowing how, you know, we're basically trying to find our way in that world that seems very split, right? But it can be infinitely split. So it's not as if, you know, I'm going to do an infinite number of podcasts that's going to account for all of the splits that we do every day based on commentary that we see or hear or read about the pandemic. So we need to find something that's more absolute than just what this person said and that what this person said back and this conversation we heard, say, about the pandemic. And that's going to be found in this energy of meditation, which hopefully you've been able to access, which is called Kundalini. And Kundalini is the energy of consciousness. Right, so when you're absorbed inside yourself, you're experiencing Kundalini. And it's a power. It's a force that we use to meditate, but it also uses us. It makes us turn in within. It causes us to do specific postures like yoga. That's how yoga was really founded on what people were doing spontaneously as a result of Kundalini. And then they assemble all of these postures together. You know. So someone would do this posture that felt good. Someone would do this posture that felt good as a result of the Kundalini. And then what we do is we take all of these postures and we teach them in a class without having any knowledge of where they really come from. Right? They really come from Kundalini, awakening. And so if you just practice these dry, static postures without having any understanding of Kundalini, you'll get some benefit from it. It will purify you. But really, the natural, spontaneous yoga has to do with the Kundalini. And the postures shouldn't be so strict in sequence, in a sense, but they should come naturally or spontaneously to you. So that's the real true yoga, is the spontaneous yoga that happens as a result of Kundalini awakening. One of the postures you do can just be a formal sitting posture, right, that you use in meditation. And that's basically, this is not Hatha yoga class. This is meditation, really. And I think that you can find, you know, what you're looking for by recognizing at least a energy that you're feeling and that you're using and that's awakened in you, that you're using to meditate. And I think that when we do that, it becomes very easy to do it. And so we do want to look at the world and say, well, then what is the world, right? You know, we think of ourselves as sinners for the most part, and then we think of the world as existing, but really the world doesn't exist from the highest point of view of Kundalini. It just is Kundalini. And in that case, there's no men, no women. There's not even any sin, really. And there's no ignorance or illusion or mistakes of awareness. It just is this Kundalini energy. And So if that's the case, we don't want to see ourselves as this person or that person or this name or this body. We want to see ourselves as that same energy. And that's how we should, be in our meditation. Right? So what's the state that we're really looking for? We're looking for a state that's beyond thoughts. So if you listen to last episode and your meditation, say, was listening to music and thinking of all of these really neat things, or it was something else and you were thinking of all these awful things, right? Both of those are basically equal. It's not that one is better than the other. It's not as if you had a meditation that was all negative, that would be worse than a meditation that was all positive, because you're still in the realm of thoughts. So we really want to get beyond thoughts. But you have to understand that the mind stays the same. You never really lose your mind in meditation. The mind remains in a state of enlightenment in the same way that it does in the state of ignorance. It's the same mind. Right? But the enlightened mind is turned within. So it doesn't dissolve really your mind. It just turns within and you recognize it as not being separate from consciousness. And I think that psychologists, psychiatrists, psychoanalysts can also see the mind as consciousness, as just pure energy. And that would be a great way of looking at the mind. So basically, as the mind gets fixated on external objects, it takes the form of those objects. So if it takes the so if it fixes if it fixates itself on something, it will take the color of that in a sense. But it can also take on the color, if you will, of the inner world, of consciousness. And that's what happens in meditation. We turn our mind within, and the mind takes the form of consciousness. So really, when we talk about enlightenment, it's really just the mind taking the form of consciousness. And that's what liberation is. That's what enlightenment is. So you can say in this case that you've lost your mind, that you can't find your mind anywhere because it's not concrete anymore. But you could also say that's a sign of a healthy mind, a sign that's a mind, a sign of a mind that's not sick, in a sense, with this disease of worldliness that we all have. It's become peaceful and calm. But it's not as if it's gone anywhere necessarily. The nature of the mind has changed because of what it's focusing on. The mind is focusing on inner qualities. In enlightenment, you still have a physical body. It's not as if you disappear, but your mind is different in that state. It has power. It has the power of kundalini. It has the power of consciousness. And in that way, it's very calm and still. And we know that the stiller and calmer the mind is, our minds are, the more healthy we are and the better able we are to function and listen to people and empathize and to be creative. And if you go back to what we were saying, so thoughts, if your meditation from last episode was just listening to music and thinking of all of these things, or it was thinking of all negative things and not listening to music and doing something else and trying to meditate, but you couldn't because it was so negative. That's still the realm of thoughts, whether they were positive or negative thoughts. When we go beyond thoughts, that's when we really start to enjoy life. And you could call that the enlightened state or the realized state. And then now you're functioning with divine power. You sort of really have the power that you would expect from the fruit of meditation practice, of enlightenment. And in that case, in that enlightened case, you're able to work because the mind is not troubling you. And you're also able to transmit kundalini or shakti or chi or the Holy Spirit to other people. Right? These are all names for the same essence. So you can transmit chi. It's not that you just enjoy chi yourself, but you're able to transmit it to someone else so that they're able to enjoy chi and they're able to meditate. And that's really the truly enlightened state. So I think that we try to understand the nature of existence, but we leave ourselves out. We're the best laboratory for understanding what the universe is, because we're the universe. We're human beings. We're matter, right? So forget about the world. Just try to understand what you are. And if you're God, if you're energy, if you're consciousness, it won't be hard to understand what the rest of the world is. So just understand what you happen to be from your meditation, from what you've experienced. You know what you are. You know who you are. And then it'd be very easy to understand who everyone else is, because they would be the same thing. And you should meditate on that which is real. You know, forget about the outer appearances. Meditate on what is actually real. You know, you spend the rest of the day meditating on things, other things. Spend time each day meditating on things that you don't think about and that aren't brought up and that aren't on the TV. You know, that aren't in the newspaper necessarily. That your friends aren't talking about. That you didn't go to college to study. Right? One day these things might be studied in college, in universities. But for the time being, you have your own laboratory. You found, hopefully, something from last episode. You know that it's there. So why not go within and essentially bow down to your inner reality? Study your inner reality. Get to know and serve your inner truth. Forget about the outer truth for a moment, because you'll never get there. So I'd ask everyone now for 15 minutes as we wrap up, 20 minutes, half an hour, hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, right? To meditate. And that's what meditation is. It's essentially serving your inner truth. It's like sleep. When we sleep, we serve ourselves rest. Meditation just goes a little bit further than that and serves this conscious energy, this divine energy we have inside ourselves. So hopefully that makes sense to everyone. And, you know, there's various names for this practice that people call it mindfulness, right? And that's fine. I'm not calling it mindfulness. I'm calling it meditation. Because I think There's mindfulness that's medical, and there's meditation that's spiritual. And so hopefully everyone will try to meditate and be peaceful and come to understand a truth that doesn't exist outside themselves, that's within themselves. And once you know what's in within you, you can get to know what's within other people, and you can begin to understand what's going on in the world. So I want to say thank you to everyone for tuning in. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.